The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to the Lord's house on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost. God's word is near us so that we can't miss it. We're reminded today in Deuteronomy. Welcome back to the Bulows. It's great to see you guys again. If you would like to spend a little extra time with the Bulows, we'll be lunching with them. Just grab something from a fast food place, bring it back here, and enjoy some time catching up with the Bulows. Our youth group leaves for conference this today, and so we include them in prayer. By the way, we still have an opening for a female chaperone if anybody wants to join us at the last second. We also include in prayer those who are leaving for the Synodical Convention, including our own Leslie Ceramic, who will be a delegate for us. We pray for the convention. We pray for our daughter, Rachel, who will be leaving this week for a teaching in Poland until the end of the month. Wednesday Bible classes do not meet this week. Because we're at conference. However, we do have Bible class this morning. Come and learn about Dorcas, the first deaconess. LWML, a very quick meeting in the first classroom right after worship today. Any other announcements or prayers for today? Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. We ask our Lord's blessing on worship this day and know that He will bless us as He speaks to us, comes near to us in His word and His supper. Divine Service, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgive the iniquity of my sin.
You may kneel or sit for confession. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, Father Almighty, O Lord, the God and Son,
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your deep compassion, you rescue us from whatever may hurt us. Teach us to love you above all things and to love our neighbors as ourselves. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is from Deuteronomy chapter 30. The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, as he took delight in your fathers, when you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever.
And rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever.
He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He's a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. A lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to them, to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I'll repay you whenever I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The man who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, Christ. The Apostles' Creed, page 192. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God that calls for our attention on this Lord's Day is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, today's Old Testament reading. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord, Jesus Christ. I don't ask for directions unless it's absolutely necessary. Don't worry, youth who are going to the conference, we have a GPS along. When I do have to ask for directions, there are four words that I despise hearing. I don't mind somebody telling me, okay, turn left at the gas station, then right at the greenhouse, go through three stop signs, and it'll be just past that. It's the next four words that I hate. You can't miss it. Because I know from experience you can miss it. When it comes to his word, God doesn't take any chances. He doesn't tell us, oh, here's where you need to go to get to my word. He brings it to us, near, in our hearts and in our mouth, so that he can legitimately say, you can't miss it. When Moses speaks those words to God's people, they are just on the east side of the Jordan River. They have been delivered from bondage in Egypt. You remember the 10 plagues and the parted Red Sea. They have survived 40 years in the wilderness, and now they are ready to enter the promised land. But before they go in, Moses reminds them what God has done for them and what God expects of them. In effect, he says, you are God's people, and there will be no shortage of opportunity for you to put his commands into effect, to do what he said. You can't miss it, he might have said. This is what Jesus is trying to explain to the lawyer in today's gospel. This lawyer is not an expert in civil law. This is a lawyer in God's law. We'd probably call him an Old Testament professor. In effect, this lawyer tells Jesus, I know the Bible. The Bible says, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. But who, pray tell, is my neighbor that I'm supposed to love? And Jesus begins to tell him a story that explains to him and to us that every single human in this world is our neighbor, especially those who need our mercy. Jesus says, a man got beat up on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. No surprise there. It's a notoriously dangerous road. A priest and a Levite passed by on the other side. No surprise there either, the lawyer might reply, because the man who'd been beat up looked like he was dead. And if a priest and Levite touch a dead man, they're unclean and unfit for service in the temple where they work. So it's logical they pass by on the other side, he would think. Then, says Jesus, a Samaritan stopped to help. Now that makes no sense to the lawyer. Samaritans do not help Jews. Samaritans hate Jews. Jews, by the way, have equal affection for Samaritans. But this Samaritan shows mercy. This Samaritan bandages up this man who had been left for dead, transports him to their equivalent of the local hospital, and then, in effect, writes a blank check to cover all present and future medical expenses. Even the Bible lawyer has to admit that this one was a neighbor. This Samaritan was a neighbor to the man in need. Jesus says, go and do likewise. He says the same to us. There's a member of our congregation in the store where you're shopping. This is somebody that you don't always see eye to eye with. You could just wave from across the store, or you could go over, say hello. And since this person hasn't been in church for a while, you could say, hope everything's okay. We've missed you. We'd love to have you back in the Lord's house receiving God's forgiveness with us again. It's an opportunity to put God's word into action. You can't miss it. but you can walk by on the other side. First, they said that abortion should be safe and legal. Now they say it should be celebrated. First, they said abortion should be legal so that a woman could kill her child at the beginning of her pregnancy, then at the end of her pregnancy, then after the child was partially born, and now a woman should be able to kill her child after the child is born. Do you know that the United States Senate has a bill before it that would outlaw infanticide, that is, outlaw killing children after they are born? And more than 25 times this year, Senate Democrats have blocked that. All it does is stops infanticide, and they blocked it. You and I have a vote. You and I can write our legislatures. You and I can speak up in our society. Jesus says, you shall not murder. It's our opportunity to put God's word into action. You can't miss it, but you can walk by on the other side of the road. A casual acquaintance from work is going through a particularly difficult time. This is someone who regularly makes your life miserable. But she strikes up a conversation with you in the break room, and you know she could really use compassion. You don't much feel like showing her any compassion, but it is an opportunity to put God's word to work. You can't miss it, but you can walk by on the other side of the road. A lady that lives next door to you mentions that she's going to hire somebody to do her lawn work. You know she doesn't have the money to do that, but you also know she's not capable of doing it herself. You're swamped. Frankly, the guy who lives on the other side of her, recently retired, he's got plenty of time to do it, plus he's got that lawnmower that would do it in half the time that yours would. But you're the one who has opportunity to help right now. It's an opportunity to put God's word into action. You can't miss it, but you can walk by on the other side of the road. Do you know that the American Psychological Association has just declared what they call consensual non-monogamousness is a perfectly fine way of life? We would call that deviant sexual behavior, adultery, multiple sexual partners, but they say it's fine in spite of the fact that their own psychologists have seen by studies that people who engage in that kind of behavior have lives that are unhappy, unfulfilled, and usually messed up. You and I have an opportunity, especially in this society where the messed up sexuality is everywhere, to speak up, to kindly explain that this is harmful to people. It's an opportunity to put God's word into action. You can't miss it, but you can walk by on the other side of the road. Look, God's word is in our face. It leaves absolutely no doubt about what he expects and wants from us. In fact, he even promises that anybody who does what he asks, he will prosper. This is not name it and claim it. This is, do what I ask and your life will be better. So what are we going to do? Our Lord invites us to look to him. Look, when his word gets in your face, you can ignore it, refuse to take it to heart. You can say, I'm not going to help that person. You know the kind of person I'm talking about. After all, not even the other Christians are helping that guy out. You can respond that way, refusing to take God's word to heart. Your Lord would remind you judgment day is coming, and be assured you can't miss it. But if God's word has come near to you and made you very uncomfortable, if it has struck you in the heart stabbed you and left you half dead by the side of the road of life because you wish you could turn back the clock and do things the way your Lord wants instead of the way you've done them? Your Lord invites you to speak with today's psalm. O Lord, have mercy on me, heal me, for I have sinned against you. And to hear that psalm also say, His steadfast love endures forever. His mercy endures forever. This is a God who does not leave you hurting, dying on the side of the road. This is the God who comes into your world, walks down that dangerous road that you are walking, knowing that he is going to get beaten and killed walking that road, but he walks it anyway because he knows you are along that road and you need his help. And he comes and he applies his baptismal antiseptic to your life. He takes you to his inn, it is called the church, where he speaks to you soothing words and gives you the medicine of Christ's body and his blood to heal your hurting body. And he writes a blank check so that every bit of your spiritual care is taken care of from now until the day you come to be with him. He went to the cross to sign that check, to put enough into your account so that every expense is covered. He is, Moses says, the God who will delight in you the way he delighted in our fathers. The fathers that he's talking about here in Deuteronomy 30 are fathers like Adam and Noah and Abraham and Jacob. That would be Adam who ate the apple God told him not to eat, or the fruit God told him not to eat. That would be Noah who got drunk. It would be Abraham who fathered a child out of wedlock. That would be Jacob who stole his brother's birthright. God delights in them? Yes, as he delights in you and me when he changes our hearts, when he leads us to repentance, when he gives us his forgiveness and he enables us to live not the way our sinful selves seek to live, but according to his word and in his ways. What he did for them, he does for you. When Moses says to you and to me, the word is near you, what we should hear is Jesus is near you, because Jesus is the word made flesh, right? Jesus is the one who didn't stay up in heaven so that you have to climb up to get to him. He didn't stay up there where you might never get to him or find him. He comes to where you are. He walks the road with you so that they will kill him. And he does it taking every rebellious action of you and me into himself and paying for it all. You see what God did? He put his word, Jesus, into this world and then up on a cross for us. And now he brings that word to you, near to you, in the waters of baptism that make you his child, in the words that you are hearing spoken that say, this is what Jesus has done for you to make you his own. As he feeds you the body and blood of Christ in bread and wine, and so puts in you the word of God, puts into your mouth and into your heart that word, so you cannot miss it. Now you get to do what Adam and Noah and Abraham and Jacob did when they were recipients of that wonderful word of forgiveness. They put God's word into action, caring for people around them. You remember Jacob? You remember how generous he was to Esau, the brother who tried to kill him? Emulate their example, dear Christians. As Paul writes in our second reading, live in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work. Instead of passing by on the other side, when you're not comfortable doing what God asks, instead stop. Do what he asks in spite of the fact that it is not comfortable. Show mercy, especially to those in need, especially to those you're not likely to show mercy to on your own. Remember, You're holding a blank check that has transferred you from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of God's Son. You're holding that every day of your life. I'm still not real likely to ask for directions. And if I do ask for directions, it's entirely possible that I'll be told you can't miss it, and then I'll still miss it. But that'll be my chance to remember that God does things differently. He doesn't expect us to go find his word or his word in fleshed someplace. He brings it to us. And he gives you and me opportunities in every single person every day to put that word into action, because every person is our neighbor, so that you can know that you belong to him. He puts his word into your mouth and into your heart. You can't miss it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Offertory, page 192. Because the word of God is near us, in our mouths and in our hearts, let us lift our prayers to the throne of before the throne of grace of our God. Mighty God, you have given us your word so that we can know your ways and live in obedience to your commands. Forgive us for ignoring that word, even when we can't miss it. Give us strength to live the way you teach us to live and to glorify you, and prosper us as you have promised. Preserve us in your mercy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you've shown us your mercy through Jesus, our Good Samaritan. As he heals the harm we have inflicted on ourselves and others, give us compassionate hearts that notice the needs of everyone and go out of our way to show mercy. Bind up our wounds so that we can bind the wounds of others with your gospel. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, send your spirit to the youth of our church so that they grow in faith and love. Guide them to develop and use their talents for your glory and the good of others. Protect our youth group as they travel this week and bless them and all who attend the Higher Things Conference. Send your angels to guard all who are traveling, including those going to the Synodical Convention, Leslie, and including Rachel as she journeys this week to teach in Poland. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you send your church to proclaim your saving gospel that transfers us sinners from the domain of darkness to the kingdom of your Son. Instill in us as individuals and as a congregation a firm commitment to that joyous task. Guide and care also for the people of St. Mark, Emmaus, Bethel, and Zion congregations. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, be with the leaders of our congregation and our district and our synod. Watch over the delegates of our synod as they gather in convention. Guide them to elect faithful and capable leaders and to make decisions that enable the people, that enable each of us to live joyfully before the world in faith, to reach out with your message, and to maintain the unity of the Spirit. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, deliver our nation from all enemies. Grant peace among all countries. Thwart those who are promoting hatred or violence or terrorism. Be with those who are serving in our government. Help us to be good citizens who defend your gifts of life and marriage. Protect those in the armed forces and all of our first responders. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, heal those who are sick in body or mind. Relieve the suffering, comfort the grieving, give peace to the dying. Provide for those who have been affected by the earthquakes, hurricanes, and floods. Be with Ben's family and grant them peace. Be with Charles, Jeremy, Matt, Tara, Barb, Sherry, Kathy, Alvin, Jeanette, Herb, Parker, Reagan, Ed, Ingrid, Mel, the Martinez family, Sharon, and Nina. Grant to them faith in Christ and strength to endure. Thank you for your gracious work in the lives of Ellis and Jeanette. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, we praise you for the faithful Christians who now rest with you, and we pray that you would give us also perseverance and faith so that we do not forsake you, but live and die with faith in Jesus. Remind Arabella, Kaisten, Adrian, Brenda, and Libby of the blessings you gave to them in baptism. Continue to be with Ken and Sue as they celebrate their wedding anniversary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
us, Almighty God, for we pray through your Son, by your Spirit, for you, the Holy Trinity, live and reign one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
Thank you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Christ, have mercy upon us. waters living, when my thirsting spirit pleads. Lord, your words are bread life-giving. On your words my spirit feeds.
The word of the Lord has come near to you, yet this is Christ's means. Put his body in his blood, you will go and have his
Spirit, e'er be near me, that I bear abundant fruit. May I daily sing your praise, from my heart glad anthems raise, till my highest praise is given in the endless joys of heaven.
Thank you.
bless hearts of stone. To receive. Wondrous honor you have given to our humblest charity.
Body and blood of our Lord strengthen and preserve you, body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Which thou hast
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.